The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we'll talk a little NFL today, believe it or not, along with lots of other stuff. Let's just do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Tyler Scott joins us today. Back from vacation. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At producer T. Scott. And you can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday when everybody's in a bad mood usually. Hey, let's have some fun. I know the weather sucks.
Man,
It'd be nice to see the sun again.
But someday.
One of these days.
Supposedly, it's going to be like another weekend of crappy weather, which is going to make four in a row.
Well, I won't be here this weekend, so it's going to be crappy where I am, too. But welcome back, Tyler.
I was actually in the sun for about a week.
Yeah. How do you make like $7 an hour and you take better vacations than everybody?
It wasn't really expensive. It was pretty cheap.
Okay.
And, I mean, I went with... There were 10 of us on the trip, so we divided the house. If it was maybe two of us going to this house, it would have been very expensive.
Okay. Well, all right.
So it was like a frat boy weekend is what your week.
It was a bachelor party, yeah.
Yeah. So. All right, well, just for future reference, you and Jong are never allowed to be gone at the same time again.
Yeah.
I figured that was...
you've earned your spot here. Finally. It took you a long time. And now we depend on you when Jong's not here, and you let us down.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you were having a good time. I hope you were knee-deep in hookers and having a blast, but you have let down the team.
Technically, I took my vacation before Jong did.
So it's on Jong.
Jong.
He chose to have his bachelor party the same day that you were going to be at a bachelor party.
Yes.
Okay.
He's going to get chastised, too. Don't worry. But you're not blameless in this, and shame on you. How are you feeling today, Mr. Hoffman?
Better.
Yeah?
Better, yeah. I've still got some of the symptoms. I've still got, like, the scratchy throat and the runny nose, but none of the feeling really crappy that went along with it.
Yeah.
So I can manage this.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Good.
We'll see how my voice goes throughout the show. I've got some hot liquid here.
Yeah.
To try and get me through the show, and we'll see how it holds up.
Well, you did really well. You didn't start losing it until the last segment.
Yeah.
So
the last segment, which was like my responsibility.
Yeah, but that's okay. And I filled in okay.
Yeah.
I did a pretty good job.
I had the stories to do.
And then I just threw in one of mine, and boom, we had a dumbass report. So it worked pretty well. But I want to thank our buddy Jermaine who brought us because we were talking about burgers.
That was a tasty burger.
That was a tasty burger. He brought us a tornado burger from out his way of town, and because he wanted us to try it. And I have to say, solid burger.
Very good.
Very good, yeah. I got the spicy one. I think you did, too.
Yeah.
And that spice really helps. So thank you, Jermaine. He also wrote a really nice article on Sports Map today, which we'll talk about at some point during the show. Lots of good stuff on there today, as a matter of fact. I think we've got 7-8 new posts from this morning.
Nice.
It was a busy morning. But I tell you what, though, I'm down to just watching hockey in the Olympics.
That's watching women's hockey?
I did watch the U.S. women.
God, I don't care.
Those chicks are, well, some of them are pretty hot, and they can play.
Yeah, I don't care about that. Like, I don't care about the men's hockey. Like, I don't care about anything in these Olympics. I'm Mr. Debbie Downer when it comes to this stuff. I don't know anything. I can't name one player on the hockey team, so I don't care about it. They really blew it getting rid of the pros.
Oh, I agree. And I've been pissed off about this since they announced it because I thought the U.S. team this year really would have had a chance against the Canadians finally.
Yeah.
And they've been close before, but this
you start throwing in the Austin Matthews and also, oh, they're going to get hurt. Well, what happened to Jack Eichel? He's hurt.
He's hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, trust me. I know.
I know. He's on your team. But I just that with all this new influx of young American talent, it would have been a very interesting. And these guys don't get that many chances, man. And they all wanted to do it. So, yeah, yep. I'm still pissed off about that. But I'll watch them in just to, because I have no idea. I know the Russians have Pavel Datsyuk and Ilya.
Oh, are they using, like, retired players?
Well, they're playing in the KHL.
Really?
The Russian league. Yeah, he left the NHL 2 years. But he's almost 40 years right. old. So he's not. But
he's still probably better than most of the guys out there.
Yeah. Ilya Kovalchuk's the other one who just he went to Russia several years ago. He's still a good player.
Because most of these guys have never seen the NHL. They don't know the speed that it's played at.
Well,
it's
like they've got a lot of former NHL guys, but they're like sixth and seventh defensemen that you know fill in defensemen for a while. It's just eh. But yeah, I like some of the snowboarding, but I don't watch the whole competition. Like I'll flip over and see the Americans. Maybe the Canadians, and then I'll want to see who won. But other than that, man, they had cross country skiing on this one. I think we got women's hockey on the replay here.
Yeah, I care less. Yeah. Who are they playing against? It's that red and white team,
the Olympic athletes of Russia.
Yeah, the OARs.
Oh, okay.
The cheaters.
The cheaters.
Yeah, the U.S. pretty much dominated this game. They won 5-0. And Russia really couldn't get a shot off. Just there's your highlights. Okay. You don't need any more. You don't even need to listen to our Olympic update. Some chick with a hyphenated name scored 2 goals.
Okay.
So.
Hey, I've got some plays for the people tonight.
Give the people your plays.
First of all, I want to apologize for yesterday's Notre Dame bet. They were down 1 point with under 5 minutes to play.
I thought that was a good play, and it just got out of hand.
And at plus 11, you're thinking, oh, down one with 5 minutes to play? You're pretty much good. North Carolina fouled a three-point shooter, and he missed all 3 free throws. I said, oh, boy, it's about to unravel here. And sure enough, they end up losing that game by 15 points. And, pretty disgusting finish to the game for Notre Dame. So they're dead to me now.
By the way, I was glad I stayed away from that Maple Leafs under because it went to 7.
Oh, well, there you go.
And it looked like it looked solid early in the third period. It's 3-1. I'm like, okay, this is fine. And the Lightning score like 2 goals in 20 seconds. And there goes your over. So I'm glad I stayed off of that one.
I'm on the U tonight, plus 6.5 against Virginia. They're at home. And Virginia's obviously ranked number 2. Everybody's in love with them. Miami's pretty damn good, though. I mean, they're a for sure tournament team. That's a pretty good squad to be getting that many points at home. I think it'll be a low-scoring game like all their games are, so it's hard to get away. I like Oklahoma tonight against Red Raider. I like Aggie tonight, plus 1, which you can be heard right here on 97.5, right? Where are we starting at? 5:30? We got a short show today?
Yep. Oh, wow. I didn't realize the show was that short today.
Yeah, Fred.
Damn.
That's why I'm confident I'm going to make it.
That's why I had to move Jerome up to 5.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's more drinking time for me after the show.
So I'm going Aggie plus 1. And then I'm going Corn Aggie minus 1.5 hosting Maryland. That's Nebraska.
You've been on Corn Aggie a lot this year.
Nebraska ball, buddy. It's going to be very difficult to score. That's another play that I'll probably actually end up hitting is Maryland-Nebraska under 143. That's going to be a pretty low-scoring game.
I have one hockey play for you tonight. The Bruins of Boston minus 190 at home against Calgary.
Okay.
Bruins won it. Are playing great hockey. They're in a big battle right now for who wins that division. So, I want to play Arizona, but I'm probably going to pass on this because they played last night. But Arizona is one of the worst teams in the league. But their last 15 games are 5-5-5, and they're playing better hockey. And they're kind of going through a stretch where they're not embarrassing. And San Jose has been really iffy, but they played last night, so I'm probably going to back off that. But definitely playing Boston.
Okay.
So there you go. So, Blake says, some crazy here at UH has a gun and we are on lockdown listening to you while we are. Blitzer for life. Really? Damn it.
Somebody got carjacked at U of H the other day, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's down in your hood, Fred.
Well, it's it's a very short train ride away.
That's your people.
Yeah.
Your people out there jacking people, shooting people. It's crazy.
Man, I bike through that neighborhood all the time.
Yeah,
never have
you
any,
better quit
I,
it.
But I never have any problems. I mean,
that's because they all respect you.
No, it's not so much that. It's just that you know, most of the people down there are pretty cool.
Also, robbing people of their bikes at gunpoint, way less profitable than cars.
Yeah. Well, so, depends on the bike. I've seen some of these guys pay for their bikes. But, be safe, man. Hopefully that this is not that big a deal. Jeez, what a world we live in.
I'm telling you.
So, guess who has the easiest NFL schedule next season of all the teams in all the world?
All the teams, all the world.
Yes.
Is it your Houston Texans?
It's your Houston Texans.
Man, number one. Huh?
Yeah, well, apparently the AFC South, all four of them are in the top 10 easiest schedules.
Yeah.
Mainly because they have each other. But of Houston's 16 games, six of them will come against teams that won five or fewer games.
Well, hey, that's good news.
Of course, so did they. Texans won.
Everybody else is looking like, hey, we got the Texans on the schedule. All right.
But two games against the Colts and one against the Browns, who are 0-16. They also get five games against teams that will be heading into 2018 with a new coach. Every team in the AFC South has a schedule that ranks among the 10 easiest. So, which kind of makes sense. Not only do they have each other, but I guess since they're all playing the AFC East this year, you get the Patriots.
You get one tough game.
Yeah. So, although that's the only division that gets to play both the Patriots and the Eagles.
Yeah.
So they get the two Super Bowl teams. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Damn, I didn't realize the show was so short. Now I don't know what to do.
Yeah. We have to talk about one of the dead topics on our show.
Yeah.
The Astrodome.
Yeah, we do have to talk about that. Ah! Be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to talk to you about Robin. Last February, he was managing a place that didn't invent the chicken, just a chicken sandwich. Now he's 7 months into his IT career. If you hate what you do, don't be a chicken. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just two nights a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. Daytime classes are also available. It's more than just a school, though. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take that career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Texter says U of H situation settled now. Place was searched and whoever it is gone. And D. Trent says, riding your bike, you need another carry pistol. You have a blitzer that's a licensed gun dealer. I do need another gun. I finally... Because all I have is right now is I've got a .22 and it's pretty old, but it serves a purpose.
Get the job done, yeah.
Yeah. But the wife has always been reluctant to let me get more guns because she's pretty much against guns entirely. And so rather than cause any problems, I just haven't bought another one. But I finally convinced her if she's going to be gone this much, I need a gun. Don't ask me how that adds up, but she bought it, so I get to buy another gun.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get something cool.
Let's talk about this Astrodome thing, and it's for some reason everyone seems to think, well, the excuse is only 35 million of the 105 million could have been used to help fix the flooding that happened in Houston. Because that was my take, was like, dude, our city just got flooded.
There's still people who are displaced.
Yeah, the last thing we need to do is spend $105 million on some old building that would cost $30 million to knock down and could be profitable instantly, you know, as a parking lot. And instead, we're going to spend $105 million on this thing that let's call it what it is. It's a pet project for Ed Emmett. That's what it is. I mean, there's no other reason. The people voted and said, no, we don't want to spend money on this. So then it goes some back ways, you know, how I don't know if these guys have construction buddies that they're getting hooked up with on the back end. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if he's just that in love with the Astrodome that it's so important to him emotionally. But either way, it's nonsense. And especially at a time like now where all that money, you know, that could be used to just get this city back to normal. And we're worried about fixing up an old crappy building. And
they're
like, well,
there's no way they're going to make $105 million back off this building. There's right. No way.
They're like, well, 66% of that money, which is $70 million, is from the hotel taxes, which the way the hotel tax works is there's, by the way, I think Houston has the highest hotel tax in the country. It's like an absurd number that I'm sure drives people away from here. For tourism reasons. But there's some that goes to the city, the state, the county, as well as the Houston Sports Authority occupancy. So they're getting a chunk of that. That's what they're deciding to use it on. Does that mean that money could have been used? Like, let's say they've got $70 they want to use to fix up a stadium. I mean, that $70 million... conceivably, and you tell me if I'm wrong, I don't know if you're an expert on this, could be used to upgrade NRG or Minute Maid or Toyota Center and keep those as modern as possible to try to draw as many major events as possible?
Yes.
Because I would imagine you threw $70 million in NRG, that could probably get it right back up there amongst
They did just spend a bunch on it. Okay. A couple years ago to get it back up to speed before
Toyota
the Super
Center,
Bowl.
Which now, I mean, Toyota Center is now a middle of the road NBA building. $70 million couldn't get that thing looking better, working better, get more events in here. It just seems like it could be used somewhere else. If you have to use it for these buildings, let's use it on the buildings that actually get used and actually draw people to the city instead of this old relic. And then the $35 million. That's coming straight out of taxpayers' pockets. That is money that could have easily gone. There's 100 different things they could do with that. 1,000 different things they could do with that. This city went through its worst disaster ever, and that's the priority. We got to fix up the Astrodome.
Well, the dumb thing is they made it an historical landmark, so now they can't tear it down. So whoever voted on that.
Oh, I'm sure it's the same guy.
That's how they got around the whole thing.
It's the same guy.
Got this money allocated.
That's the thing. And that's what drives me so crazy. Everything you'll hear about this Judge Ed Emmett and most of these guys who made the decision is they're quote unquote conservatives, but they're throwing around $35 million of taxpayer money on the Astrodome. That's like the least fiscally conservative thing I can imagine. It doesn't even make sense. We've said this a lot. Like we've talked about this 100 times, and Fred and I agree on it. We both think the thing is useless. But I guess no one cares what the people think. And there's some people out there who have an emotional attachment to it. Some guy today asked me, "Why are you being so negative?" I grew up going to those games with my dad, all the Oilers games, and you know, I for one can't wait to get in there. Okay, well, that's you. That's one guy. I got to tell you, that not that many people are looking for. And by the way, when you go in that dome, they've already sold off all the seats. The scoreboard ain't in there. I mean, it's a shell. And it's filled with rat excrement, cat excrement, people excrement. I mean, it's...
Rats and cats are still in there, too.
Yes. This is not something that you're going to be like, oh... This reminds me of my youth.
This is so charming.
No, you're going to go into an ugly building, and they're going to have given it a facelift on the inside, but it's not going to look like the Astrodome looked. Sometimes you just got to let go of the past. We got a nice baseball park here. We got a nice football stadium. We don't need this thing. And we definitely don't need to be spending $105 million to make it, you know, even make it where you can occupy it, because it's a damn biohazard zone right now.
I think the last time I was in it was after Katrina, when they brought, and I thought, you know what, this will be a really nice way to say goodbye to this place.
Yeah.
It served a great purpose.
Yep.
And it was awesome. And it was, now it's time to say goodbye.
Man, Randy brings up a good point, too. He says, use the $70 million to build a concert venue so everyone quits going to Cynthia Woods. Which, by the way, Cynthia Woods, the Woodlands, that's a whole different county, right?
Yeah.
So, it seems like Houston could use that.
Yeah, because I won't go to a concert there. It's too far.
Right.
And it's a mess for me to get there.
So, to me, there's 100 things they could have done with it. This is so far down the list, you know, and I feel bad that they, and you know what? There's still a library by my house, the Barbara Bush Library, still closed. And that's the Houston County or Harris County libraries are still closed because of the hurricane damage. You telling me some of those bucks couldn't have gone to fix up a library? I mean, give me a break. HISD is broke, like joke broke. And no worries. We're going to spend money to fix up the Astrodome. That'll help our future generations. Give me a break, man. It's nonsense.
What this goes to the point that politicians really don't care what the public thinks, especially in this instance where we had a voice. We said it. Said, no, we don't want to do this. Oh, that's okay. We'll just run it in, run around you. That's what they do. That's why they're not trustworthy. And it's at every level. So now I'm curious, is anything from the airport, like any of the travel taxes at the airport going to this?
Yeah, airport and hotel taxes.
Okay, that pisses me off because I travel a lot, and that's more money out of my pocket.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's real easy to say, oh, well, it's just hotel tax. It's just people from out of town. No. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to start doing, and I've done this before. It's worth driving to Austin to fly out of Austin because the flights are so much cheaper.
They really are.
Because of the taxes.
Yeah, my wife is flying out on Thursday. She's going to Oregon for 5 days or whatever. I'm driving her to Austin because it was like $200-something difference in the flight.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'll drive to Austin for $200-something. I don't have anything going on Thursday morning. And she's coming back Sunday night, and the UFC is going to be in Austin. I'll be there anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So it works out. Yeah. Well, but on these quick trips like I'm doing this weekend, it makes no sense for me to do that. But when we're going to be like I was looking at flights to Saskatchewan for the summer, and they're $300-$400 cheaper per person round trip. And so it makes a lot of sense to just drive up there, spend the night in Austin, you know, make it fun, right?
Yeah.
Because there's plenty to do there. Fly out, and then when you get back, just drive back. And it's not a bad drive either.
Yeah, but, you know, we got an Astrodome.
Yeah. It's all right. But no, I'll be spending a lot of my money flying out of Austin now. But you get your Astrodome, sort of. You know, I'll tell you what, guys, if you're looking for something to do tonight, how about head over to Lions? 6:30 p.m. is the tournament. $80 buy-in plus $20 seat fee. You can rebuy up to 7:45. So if you get there a little late, that's cool. You can still buy in. And you get a 20K starting stack. And how about this? You win $3,000 guaranteed to first place. These tournaments are first class. I am definitely going to get out there at least once this week, maybe twice. I'm going to see how the week goes. But the place is first class. The tournaments are first class. The players there are a lot of fun. They know what they're doing. So you're not walking into a place with a bunch of donkeys. And it is just first class all the way. And you're earning points. Every time you play in the tournament, you're going to earn a point. And if you make the final table, you get three more. The 30 players with the most points after June the 10th are going to be flying to, they're going to play a free roll, and the top 10 are going to Las Vegas in a private jet to play in the WSOP main event. That's a 10K buy-in. So the other 20 guys in that tournament get $1,000. So get out there and get your points.
Yep. They got a ton of tables, a ton of televisions. All the games are always on there at Lions. Follow them on Facebook for all the tournaments and events information at Lions Poker Palace. You can find the spot at 6134 Richmond Avenue, which is what I recommend you do. You go in there and see it for yourself. You won't want to play anywhere else. You mentioned that you heard about them here. You get your first 2 hours of play for free. That's 6134 Richmond Avenue for Lions Poker Palace.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 830 brings up a really, really good point that when has a project ever been on budget?
Oh, yeah.
That's the other piece of this. And Drunk Bevo says, seriously, guys, thank you for the heads up on flying from Austin. I didn't know that. No, I've done that a few times. And the other thing about it, the parking is significantly cheaper there, too. The on-site parking at the airport. So if you don't mind the drive, especially if you're going to be gone for 5 days or something, save a lot of money. I mean, if you're in a hurry, it's like a quick business trip. That's one thing. But, I've done that a couple of times now, and I got to tell you, it's you save a bunch of money. Yeah, you spend a little bit on gas, but if you turn it into a, hey, I'm going to go to Austin for a night and have fun before I fly out thing, you're coming out okay.
Yeah.
A quick little pitch for SportsMap today. Joel Blank has a hot take video on the Rockets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Joel did his first video today. So going
hot take, Joel.
Yeah,
says burning it up with the hot takes.
Rockets are loading up for a championship run. He says,
"Oh boy!"
So Joel did that
division championship. Here they come. Did he mean NBA championship?
I haven't got a chance to watch the video yet. But
hold on, I haven't checked Twitter in a while. What happened to the Warriors team plane?
Flew out of Austin. Raheel ranked the workout songs from the Black Panther soundtrack. Patrick Creighton basically says this report about the Astros trading Kyle Tucker is stupid and will never happen because it came out of Miami. And our buddy Jermaine, who was nice enough to bring us burgers today, he took a look at, you know, we've been mentioning the free agent possibilities for the Texans. He went and pulled some other guys that are all like 25 to 27 years old that would help this team that are probably not going to break them.
Well, there's a lot of those guys out there.
Yeah, so and he did throw out one interesting name for backup quarterback, Chase Daniel.
I don't mind that. Although I feel like Chase Daniel would be a really well-paid backup.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that at all. But apparently he makes the point that Taysom Hill is apparently the new backup for the Saints, or going to be the new backup for the Saints. So he's 31 years old. I thought that was a good name that he threw out there. Some of the others, I can't ever pronounce this guy's name right. Kellen Mette from New Orleans, the guard, he's 27. Suggests they bring back Bruce Ellington. EJ Gaines, who's 25. Trey Boston, who's 25. And offensive tackle Cameron Fleming. Patriot, of course, but he's only 25. So those guys aren't going to break you, and they're all fairly young. Guys like that would make your team better.
So. Iris says, flying out of Austin might be cheaper, but I hate driving home from IAH much less than 2 hours from Austin. Is it really worth it, including the drill? I mean, I guess it depends. Yeah, like, that's what Fred's talking about is going to Austin and making a night of it, and you don't even really have to go into Austin if you don't want to. Like it's not difficult to get to from here for sure. I don't mind. I mean, it's like an hour and a half. I'll drive an hour and a half to save a couple hundred bucks.
Well, and it's like I said, and I thought I said this up front. If you don't mind the drive,
yeah.
And so what I said, what we try to do is turn it into a, kind of a 2-part vacation where we go and we spend a day, sometimes two, in Austin. And then we fly to wherever we're going to go, and then we just drive home when we get back. No, I don't like driving. Don't get me wrong.
No, I don't either.
And even Bush is only about 25 minutes for me, so I don't mind the drive. And Hobby's 15.
Right.
So I don't mind driving to the airport as much. But for something like that where I'm going to save a few $100 and, you know, and that's all not going to those taxes, which I don't want to pay. Part of it's the principal. I'm okay with driving to Austin, but I get that not everybody is. But if you don't mind driving and you like Austin, that's the other part. That gives me an excuse to go to Austin. I don't always have that excuse. And Austin, San Antonio, I don't need much of an excuse to go there. So as long as I have one like this, like, well, I got to fly out of there. Cool. But, you know, depends on who you are. So he says, what if you take the bus to Austin?
No, I won't do that.
I don't know if they have this for Austin. I know they have it from Houston to Dallas. There's this kind of high-end bus that has Wi-Fi and everything, and it's really good.
I still couldn't do it.
Yeah,
they do have that.
I'm not a bus guy.
I can't do it.
Well, see, then you have to factor in the cost round trip. Is that really saving you money?
Well, I know they have that mega bus, which is the cheap one, but I think they have Wi-Fi and everything too on that. And that's only $10 one way.
Yeah, I ain't looking to get on a bus that costs $10 to get to Austin. I mean,
that sounds, I'd rather, well, but you know what? Some people don't mind that. So very good. It's just an option. I'm not trying to force you to do it. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
Yeah, there's still people firing up. I don't get it, but there's still people who are like, why can't we what's the big deal about keeping the Astrodome? There when we were kids will be nice to show my kids.
Yeah, you're not going to be showing the kid your Astrodome.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not your Astrodome. It's not the Astrodome I grew up with. I have more attachment to that place than anybody.
You know what?
Anybody. And I just think it's silly.
You know what? What my kid likes to see? He likes to see NRG. He likes to see Minute Maid. You know, and he's, oh, this is where the Texans play. You know what my son knows about the Oilers? Zero. Not one thing. Nor do I plan on enlightening him anytime soon.
So, come here, I want to tell you about the Tyler Rose.
When I was a kid.
Astrodome and it had an exploding scoreboard, except it didn't really explode, even though they called it that. It was just a bunch of lights.
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine, like, saying, all right, these are the stadiums. And guess what? This is crazy, son, but when you're in your 40s and you go to take your kid, you might be going to a new building. I mean, I know this is crazy, but sometime in the next 30 years, this building might be a dinosaur. And they'll have said, oh, well, let's build a shiny new building to attract more fans, to attract more talent. And sometimes that's what professional sports organizations do.
You know what else I grew up with? Sam Houston Coliseum.
Where is it?
It's gone.
What?
Yeah.
But I saw Kerry Von Erich there.
I saw Houston Wrestling there. I saw Van Halen there.
Oh.
I saw the original Arrows there. You know where else I went? The Summit. You know what that is now?
That's the house of Jesus.
That's a place for Joel Osteen to print money.
That's right.
Yeah. And I happen to like the Toyota Center better.
Yeah.
Than both venues. So if, we ever had hockey again, I'd rather see it in Toyota Center than Sam Houston Coliseum. Rather see the Rockets play in Toyota Center than the Summit. You know, I grew up going to games at what used to be called Jeppesen Stadium. Then it became Robertson Stadium. It sat in those bleachers through an 0-11 season one year.
But now?
Now they got Tadeku. I'd rather go to Tadeku.
You know where I watched the Dynamo play when I was a kid? I didn't watch the Dynamo when I was a kid. I made that up.
All these people saying they're going to take their kids to the Astrodome, but they're going to spend $70 million to justify it? I don't think so. Oh, well. I'm with you. I don't understand the attachment to things. You know what? I'm going to say it. I think if you want to keep the Astrodome, you're probably a hoarder.
Yep.
I bet your house is full of stuff from when your kids were infants, so you've got like every baby booty they ever wore. You probably have boxes everywhere. I understand now. That's who wants to keep it. Hoarders. Congratulations.
All right, guys. You know who they should call to clean up the Astrodome? And I bet Aubrey would deal with the contract. He wouldn't mind it. Dirt-free carpet cleaning. If you've been putting off your carpet, and guess what? Right now, if they called now, they could save 35%. This is actually a pretty good idea. I mean, 35%, maybe that money goes back to taxpayers, right? Not a bad deal. If you've been putting off cleaning your carpets, your air ducts, your tile, your upholstery, your AstroTurf, don't wait any longer. Save 35% now with Dirt-Free Carpets, 35% off sale. Nobody deep cleans like Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Your carpets are fresh, deep cleaned without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing it for 30 years, cleaning upholstery, tile and wood floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call them right now. You get 35% off any cleaning service. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. Tell them you heard it here and get that 35% off, and they'll throw in a free speed dry with a carpet cleaning. That's a $100 value. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Out at 5:30 today for Aggie basketball, so Jerome Solomon will join us at 7. Then I guess we can put this topic back into the bag now, but because there's not a damn thing we can do about it, which is a frustrating thing.
Yep.
So.
Wait, we should vote on it.
A lot of people saying they didn't know about that, the Austin thing either. It is a lot cheaper, and it's just, do you want to drive is the question.
Right.
And I'm guessing those taxes are going to go up now, or are they taking you out of existing taxes? Because I know those taxes exist to keep the facilities up and, up to par. So is that money going to, I don't know if the taxes go up or if it's just the same tax it's being taken out of.
Right.
281, a serious question. How do we get Emmett out? Quit voting for him.
Here's the problem. You have to get people in Harris County to elect a Democrat.
That's never happening.
Not ideal.
No.
Now, if this were like some city judge, maybe it happens.
Yeah.
When you take in all of Harris County,
that's just the area we live in. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Looks like Derek Johnson out in Kansas City.
They're going to basically purge anybody who's experienced on that defense. They're hitting reset on that thing.
Yeah, and kind of a shame because, I mean, he came back from an Achilles and played really
devastating
well.
Devastating injury, yep.
Yeah, and I think he's still got a little bit left in the tank for somebody, but he's never, I mean, he's not going to make big money again.
No, he knows that.
Yeah, I think so.
I always have a place in my heart for Derek Johnson because he was the first, star athlete at Texas that would come on my show. And so I always appreciate him for that because
that's a long time ago.
Oh yeah, it's 2004 probably. Hmm. So
the Astrodome still was a mess.
The Astrodome was still a mess back then.
Mark said Oilers won two AFL titles at Jeppesen/Robertson. Where was the Love You Blue outrage when they tore that down? I don't know what else to say. We can't. I mean, the problem is, other than this, I kind of like some of the things Emmett's done. It was hard for me to vote against him last time, but this is a pretty big one. So,
And Lamont's right. I mean, it's no personal attachment. I was being kind of sarcastic when it comes to that. Of course, there's guys who's getting whose pockets are getting lined here, and that's what pisses me off the most about politics, and not just Democrats, Republicans, all of them. They're all on the take.
And basically,
it drives me crazy.
Yeah, well, and basically telling us we don't give a bleep what you think.
Yeah,
we don't care how you voted. See, the Jaguars are not going to let one good season go unnoticed. They're raising ticket prices and taking the tarps off.
Dang, okay. How long before the tarps go back?
Over under. I think if they start 4-4.
Week 7.
I'll go week 8 because okay. I think they start 4-4 and all of a sudden it gets empty again.
Aren't they? I thought they were going to lower concession prices too, like the Atlanta model.
I don't know.
That I haven't seen. I just know they're raising ticket prices. So, did you see this? I don't know who Paige Spiranak is. I just know she's a golfer.
Supposed to be a really hot golfer.
Apparently very, very good Instagram follow.
Yeah? See, I don't have Instagram, so. Apparently, Britt McHenry got into it with her on Twitter. Did you see this?
I didn't see it, no. I heard about the conversation. I like how Britt McHenry's talking about how she's basically saying women should use they shouldn't get anywhere in life because of the way they look, when in reality that's the only reason Britt McHenry's ever had a job is because of the way she looks, because
yeah.
Otherwise she's pretty much a useless human being. So I thought that was cute.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is I'd never heard of this golfer. Now I like looking at her pictures. So congratulations.
She works out.
Yeah, she does. And I only know Britt McHenry because she yelled at a large person.
Right. Do you know who I am?
Well, do now. But, I think we get too much in other people's business. 832. Hey, would they be having live horse racing on Saturday or just wiener dogs? No, they'll have live horse racing. The wiener dogs will be in between. Have you seen the Russian female curler? Yeah, somebody put me on that the other day.
She hot too?
Yeah, there's some hot Olympians, man. That's the one. Although, I have one small complaint. As I was watching the women's hockey this morning.
Okay.
The
hockey girls, you want them to wear bikinis.
Well, that'd be very sexist of me. And
right.
I'm not, so I can't admit to that.
Just between us, not like.
Oh, not for everybody else?
No, that'd just be kinda, between us.
It'd be like, you know, lingerie football. It'd
you would like cool. That.
Yeah, I'd like to see them in bikinis. Yeah. Not on the ice necessarily. I don't think that quite works.
I think it could work.
But I think you just came up with a $1 million idea.
I think so too.
Lingerie hockey league?
Ooh.
No, let's just do it in the Olympics. You want ratings? Let's do it.
Just lingerie?
Yeah.
That's the only time that they'll do it?
Or bikinis. Doesn't have to be lingerie.
That. Yeah.
You can choose bra and panties or bikini.
But whoever they had, and this is, I've noticed this about a lot of the sports, so they get these former athletes to be commentators.
Yeah.
Boy, NBC, you need to train these people up better. Like the poor lady they had doing the hockey, really hot. May have a personality. I couldn't tell because she like looked down and she was talking real quick. So what does the U.S. have to do better in the second period? Well, they played a poor first period. That's what it was. They need to be better. And she paused, and it was real stilted. And I'm like, man, come on, guys. If you're going to hire these people to do this, train them to be at least decent.
Yeah.
And one of the, I think it may have been ski jumping, and the guy's going, well, you can make two mistakes. You can jump early or you can jump late. Boy, thanks for that insight. I'm glad those are the two mistakes you can make. So, and I know they're spending a ton of money on these people, but
you'd be willing to do it for cheaper.
No, I don't want to do it. Do you think I want to be in Korea right now?
No,
no offense. I have nothing against Korea.
Yeah, but you
don't
like it.
I'd probably go eat dog if I was there, just to say I did.
Yeah,
because that'd be kind of cool. But I don't want to be doing commentary on these sports. I just want people, and people obviously know their sports because they played them.
Yeah,
it's just I want them to hire better people. That's all. Oh, I did see, though, that you know who was doing the interviews during the game? Layla Rahimi.
Oh, yeah.
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 So good for
her.
She's
doing the girls' hockey games.
Yeah.
She's like the ice reporter or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't know that until today.
Yep.
I always liked her. So good for her. 713-780-ESPN, which we'll have Jerome Solomon up next because we've only got 36 minutes left in the show because of A&M basketball. A&M Missouri.
Yep.
You like Aggie there?
I do.
All right. Well, tell you what I like. Texans Can Academies. And I'll tell you why. They take in kids who have dropped out of other schools. They give them a second chance. And a lot of these are really good kids. Some of them had to get jobs to support their family. Some of them had transportation issues getting to school. Well, Texans Can Academies works around that. And if they need bus passes to get to school, they get them those. If they need glasses to read, they get them those. And so many of these kids take advantage of this and go on and do great things. And it's all because of your donations. And by your donations, I mean a vehicle you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter if it's running or not. Doesn't matter if it got flood damage. They'll take a car, a truck, motorcycle, RV, tractor. Doesn't matter. They'll come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. And your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. $50 Visa gift card. Be the next Blitzer to step up and do this. It's easy, and you're doing it for a great cause. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Right off the car, not the kid.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.